Full name?
Reuben John Wayne Bullock.
John Wayne?
Yeah, man. It's my dad and my grandpa's name. I just kind of by chance got it.
Was there like intention? Like, did they know what they were doing when they gave you John Wayne?
I'm the middle child, and so both my brothers also have like the dad, grandpa from different sides.
Okay,
and so I don't know. I mean, I got it second. You'd think that would be like the premier one. Like
you would, firstborn. Firstborn usually gets like the gets the father, the grandfather, like that sort of thing.
Yeah,
fair enough.
My dad and grandpa. My grandpa was a John Wayne fan, so
I got
the good one, and it just worked out. His name's Wayne. My dad's name's John.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Very cool. It's funny because actually, my wife and I have talked about kids' names because we have two daughters.
Yeah,
but we've always talked about if we ever had a son, we would name him Justin John Stephen, and that literally marks off every guy in our immediate family. We're talking dads. We're talking. I have two brothers. She has two brothers.
That
marks everybody off the list.
Yeah, that's the way to do
it. That's so funny. Chatting with Reuben John Wayne Bullock. Calgary boy, originally. Where is it that you're spending most of your time these days?
I moved out to Joshua Tree, California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and you found a pretty good space to write there.
Yeah, definitely. Super isolated, which was really nice during all the COVID years.
It
didn't feel isolated out there because I went there kind of intentionally for that feeling. So me being in the middle of nowhere, away from everybody, just felt like a normal way to live out there.
And how many songs was it that you wrote for this album? Because I know you've written piles of songs for albums before, and then cut it down from there. So
This wasn't as crazy. The last two records, I feel like I overwrote them just a ridiculous amount. And this one, it still happened. There was probably 25 songs or something like that.
25, okay.
That were written and recorded and then kind of went through afterwards and was like, okay, this is the collection that needs to be on this record, this album.
And this new album, In Lieu of Light, how many tracks are on this?
There's 11.
There's 11 tracks. Okay. Yeah. And I've found with your albums in the past that usually there's some sort of theme that you're writing around.
Yeah.
So for In Lieu of Light, what's the theme that we're going for this album?
The theme, I suppose, well, I do know what it is, but it's always a little tricky to pull into the tangible. It's kind of an abstract feeling, I think, of the time that the world spent kind of going through this really strange era where everyone was kind of grasping at something to give them hope, but simultaneously living in a really dark place. So I found myself writing a lot of like self-soothing songs. Ones that I was just like, everything's going to be okay. sitting alone. So it's kind of a collection of those ones, like the songs that came from places that really stressed me out. Mm-hmm. Like the origins of all of them were either coming from some kind of anxiety or place of stress or concern. And then trying to use some kind of like musical alchemy to change those feelings into something that felt like joy or fun or hope. It was also a time I started doing these Instagram live stream things.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this weird community sense in all of these people. And so a lot of the songs, the origins were from these Instagram lives. I was doing like a sunrise serenade, waking up super early, playing music, playing like parts of songs that I was just working on. And I was able to measure what lyrics and melodies were connecting with people. And so I kind of like used that as this, I don't know if incubator is the right word, but it was kind of like gardening songs and then seeing which ones kind of come up with the people that I'm playing them to. And I would go further with the ones where I would get comments like, oh, that line is so beautiful. It really helped me with this or this part of that song. And so I would just take those little like starts, a little 1 minute that I would just kind of play around with in the morning and then turn them into songs.
I think that's so beautiful too, for you to find a place to isolate yourself and kind of sit in this darkness and the chaos of the world, but then to do that just so you could find a community and find the beauty in the music that you were writing.
Yeah. No, it was a special thing. And I feel like we captured that on the album too. And even in the title, it's like, I was originally writing the song that was In Lieu of Light, Send Love Next Time. That was the lyric for it. And I was like, I really like that. Like when it's dark, when you don't have light, what else can be light? And so I feel like this album is like some kind of joy or gift in the absence of light.
I think that's beautiful. I think that's spectacular. And I would love to know what it was that your mom thought of it. I saw that your mom was was one of the people that got like a first look at the album and a first taste of it. And I want to know what it is to you to get to share that with her and then to hear her words about the album.
Yeah, it's a really special thing. Like, my family's been really big supporters of mine for forever since I started doing it. And it is something I gauge. If I can make my mom tear up with the music that I make, I know that I'm onto something. I'm onto something good.
You're trying to get some tears out of her.
Yeah. But she really, really loves, like, her favorite music on the album, I think, is the stuff that we do with the Bullhorn Singers. Because it just taps into this like expansive emotional place that a lot of people, myself included, I didn't know I could access a lot of those feelings I get when I hear them sing. And then when I hear us collaborating together, it's on so many different levels, just like two different people coming together, two different types of music coming together. Mm-hmm. And it's really elevated our songs on the record.
And so how many songs are they featured on, the Bullhorn Singers?
We have three on this one.
Three songs. We've got, it's Time Lapse Clouds, Little Sunrise, which you just performed for us here in the X Studios.
Yeah.
And then, one other song.
Yeah, the other one's called Trouble. And that one's just insane. It's like the most insane moment I think we've recorded. What? Where at the end of it, it's just everyone... there's a lyric that says, this is what love sounds like now. This is what hope sounds like now. This is what joy sounds like now. I want to hear you scream at the top of your lungs. And on that cue in the studio, we just like went to places I've never gone, like trying to scream or make whatever sound you possibly could to like convey those feelings, mm-hmm. you know? So it was definitely, when we heard it, everyone in the studio was like, I can't believe what we just did. Just like screaming, so many people screaming and having the different voices, and mm-hmm. they're kind of scream singing, because their singing is so, it's just at that really, really top range.
Yeah, I've talked about this on the program before, is people experiencing goosebumps when they listen to music. So I imagine it was along that
Very
sense
much.
Of like euphoria, this feeling just comes over and you almost can't control it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the idea behind bringing the Bullhorn Singers in on this album?
Well, it wasn't really intentional at first, and a lot of the record was almost finished before we met them. But we played this impromptu show together, and it was one of those things where we just jumped up on a stage, and it was like everything that we did together was just like goosebumps and shivers, and you could see in the audience and people's reactions. And I even had a hard time singing and playing, because it would just like come over me. And so we had about a month or so before the record was getting mixed. I ended up throwing a song to them that I couldn't finish writing, and I really wanted it to be in the album, but I decided it wasn't going to make the cut, and because I didn't have a chorus, and that's Time Lapse Clouds. So we went in the studio, I was like, let's just see what happens. It works well live. We didn't know if it was going to work well recording. And then they ended up kind of taking my words and changing them into their words and in Blackfoot, and they sang the two choruses, and then I just kind of sang on top of them, like, and that was the first moment where I was like, okay, we could really do, like, this can be a real collaboration, because they're a lot more than just like background performers at the show. Like, it's a real thing, like a real collaboration. So I'm glad that we at least got one song on the record where they really like changed the way the whole song was, mm-hmm. and the writers on it, and the choruses. They're singing in Blackfoot, which I think is really cool.
And to showcase that to the world as well.
Like, definitely.
You've got quite the platform now. So to showcase how beautiful the indigenous culture is something special.
Yeah. No, and that's like the cool part of it, because my heart in it really is to, like, I love just building relationships and making friendships with new musicians and new people and collaborating. And their sound is just so, it just like hit me in such a place. I was like, what can we do together? How can we do this? And then through that, like, really genuine interest in each other and like making music together, we have been like learning so much, you know, so moved, so inspired, and our communities are coming together, and it's a really cool vehicle for a lot of different things, you know, like healing and sharing and learning and teaching. You know, I'm kind of in awe of the fact that a song can carry everybody there. So I would love to get the music out to the world and be like, hey, listen to this, you know? And also, like, musicians, this is a sweet model to follow, you mm-hmm. know? Reach out to people, make music with people, because you're going to end up becoming friends, because mm-hmm. that's what happens with music. And then you're going to end up getting to know each other and your families and your communities. And that can be such a simple bridge to, like, bringing Indigenous and non-Indigenous people together in, like, an authentic way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody feels that connection, and it can all happen through music.
Totally.
That's the beauty of it. I did want to circle back just for a second too with Time-Lapse Clouds and the big scream at the end of it.
Oh yeah.
Is that something we're going to be looking to the audience for during shows? It's like, we'll almost be prepared for it. Everybody just let it all out. Just let it all go.
We haven't done it yet live, so it's going to be, yeah, I mean, I imagine it just being like such a concert moment, mm-hmm. you know.
So you're doing an album release party tonight here in Calgary for the album In Lieu of Light.
Yeah.
Sold out. I tried to check for tickets and it's sold out. So I imagine that the support still from your hometown, despite the fact that you're not still here permanently, but like to come back and still feel that love, it's got to be something special, hey?
It really is. Yeah, we have a beautiful community here, and the fans, you know, we're like 10 years into this band, and fans and friends are such a blurred line now. Like, I can't pretend I haven't seen you at every single show for 10 years. Like, we're buddies now.
Yeah, that sense of community.
Yeah.
It's really there, and it's as prominent as it's ever been, especially with everything that everybody has been through in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I do have one last question for you, and it's a bit offbeat from the serious, heartfelt, somber conversation that we've had.
That's all right.
I love your beard.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips and tricks for me? Because mine is nowhere near as good as yours. It's not on the level. So do you have a tip? Do you have a trick for me that could kind of help me out?
Well, there is a funny thing I used to do before. Like, it didn't grow in properly, and it still doesn't exactly. But there's like this product you can get that is a mascara for your beard. And me and my brother, when we were like 19, 18, and you get it, it was like, I don't know what it was called, but it literally does the same thing as mascara does to your like eyelashes.
Okay.
And I would like put it in solid, and I remember like looking in the mirror and be like, this is awesome. I'm such a man. But no, I don't do anything. I just get busy and I forget to shave, and it just grows on
that's,
me.
That's it's, where it's at.
It's the but easiest. Yeah, I got no tips.
If it's as patchy and gross as mine is in spots, then the mascara stuff.
I would do that. I would totally do that.
All right,
and
thank you.
I think you can color match it and everything. Like it's probably like gotten better these days too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the tips and for the chat today, Ruben John Wayne Bullock. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, man.